That, and you don't get a lot of three-day blocks, right, over the course of the year. And talk to other coaches in the Western Conference about the level of grind in their practices, and they've all felt that, especially guys that had spent time in the East, that, that over the year they'd have to really come off the grind that they have in practice. So you get a three-day block. You got to, especially early, you got to make the most of it. So quite a bit of grind, and, you know, when you're working your defensive zone coverage and things, you're also working the offensive part of your game, but a lot of in-zone stuff today.
Overall, how would you summarize the three-game start?
Well, it was certainly a tough challenge, the going on the road in those three buildings, and then back-to-back pushes you. So we were exposed in some areas that I think we can improve on. Did some good things at times, and so there's some positives in that piece of our game. Our penalty kill looks real good. We'll keep working on the parts that weren't so good.
You talked to Blake. You agreed he's more valuable outside of the box than him. What do you see from two fights?
So we don't have him set up as the designated go-to guy in those situations. It just happened right in front of him. More importantly, we have come to expect and appreciate his level of intensity in games, and that's going to happen at times when he's playing hard. He competes on every shift. He practices hard. That's just great leadership by him, and every once in a while that happens. But no, he's better when he's not sitting in the box for 17 minutes. But you certainly have to respect the level that he's playing at.
Any new update on Evander Kane, Paul?
No. So you guys weren't here. I'd said I think it was I'm not sure which day the injury was, on the Wednesday, that it would be a 2-week kind of resting period, and then he'll get reevaluated. And after that, it'll be week to week. And other than the fact that I had thought originally it was going to be month to month, to be honest with you, we took it as good news. But we won't have anybody look at him again until those 2 weeks are up, and then we'll have a better idea of how long we think it'll be before he's back.
I know injuries happen with every team, but this early, how much does this sort of reestablish?
You'd like to get some time in with your whole group. I mean, every team would, to kind of get some chemistry, get some things set. But yeah, we've all seen this happen so often that it's probably foolish to think that's really happening anywhere. You focus on your own team, and it's just such a rarity that you go into any games with your whole lineup the way you'd envisioned it from the start. So it's part of the daily life in the NHL.
So is he staying right off it for 2 weeks, or is he able to do anything?
No, so they'll start range of motion and all those other things, but he won't skate in that 2-week period, no.
Michael Frohlich, does that mean that's today?
Yes, yeah. Knowing that it was a grinding day, and Mike's a pretty fit man, so he'll be back out tomorrow.
You've got five in a row at home here.
Yeah.
And this team hasn't really capitalized in the past on its home ice so-called advantage. Your theories maybe on how to turn that around?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that when they first, I think the first year up here, and you guys would know better, but I thought early on they did. Did they not? Were they not just, because I had the first game, I remember the first game, because we were like a lot of teams, being that they were in the East, they'd send you out Midwest somewhere and back-to-back you into Winnipeg, so you'd get here at 3 and 4 in the morning and you'd be down 3 goals before the national anthem was over, and it's just a great building. So, yeah, I mean, you've got to take advantage of that. You feel it like when you go into San Jose, they cross the red line and it's a chance against, you know, whether the puck gets near your goal or not. It gives you that feeling that they're on you. No, in fact, they were. So, there is that energy in the building. So you want to make sure that you come out and give this building a reason to get up and get going. Well, they'll start going. We know that, and we've got to keep them out of their seats.
You see a team like San Jose or a team like Los Angeles that seems to bring an approach to the game and not really wait to see. I mean, they have a patience to their game, but they don't wait to see what the other team's all about. How do they get that in their games? Where does that come from? Is that experience?
An established game for a long period of time. I mean, they have a real good understanding of the style of game that they play, and they both play a different kind of game. Their personnel is built for that kind of game. So there's just a consistency there that they've had over the years, and a style and certainly a skill level to allow them to do that. So we watched with great interest the playoff series between the two of them last year, and and how those games can go. Because in the first two games that San Jose beat LA in that opening round, I don't remember exact scores, but it was like 6-2 and 7-2. And it could have been 12. And they hit three posts in the one game, four empty nets. And the thought that they would lose the series based on what you saw in the first two games, and then LA got its game going and got on the body and played that grinding, hard physical game and eventually took it over. So they each stick to their game plan, and when they're rolling, they're very, very difficult to hold.
Both teams play a very strong offensive zone game, a lot of hitting, a lot of physicality. Could you ask some of them if they don't have that physical aspect in their game to maybe step it up like when you play against teams like LA or something? Do you need that to compete with those guys?
Yeah, I think that's true of all of them. I mean, each one of those teams has players that aren't real large or physical guys. They finish their checks, they play that game, but it's more their strength is their big men up front, and their high end can hang on to that puck. And it's, you can be as strong as you want. Anze Kopitar is not giving that thing up easy, and he's the skill set to do that, to stretch out. And that's true of Thornton or any of their larger players. But so you work to get to that. We see Blake Wheeler as a player like that, and we believe that, you know, with Evander in the lineup, he's that. Bufflin can do that. Scheif will eventually develop into it. Lowry's going to develop into that kind of player. So in the Western Conference, I think the successful teams are built a little bit like that. I mean, Chicago is in some ways an aberration, but Hossa is a big man, and they have such an extreme talent level on some of their other players. It's still a puck control game. But yeah, that's the model: big, strong, fast, and they can hang on to it.